Hello. In this video, we will share a few tips with you on how to protect your privacy while participating in the innovative digital economy. To protect oneself, one must first well be informed and know one's rights. Pursuant to this logic, the OPC website, www.priv.jc.ca, provides significant information of practical relevance on the topic. Let us go through some of these. Do not ever blindly provide your personal data. Ask yourself why this information is needed and who will use it. Always read the privacy policy of the websites you visit and the applications you use. Register your number on a national Do Not Call list to avoid telemarketing calls and opt for No, Thank You on administrative forms requesting for your personal data. Protect your social insurance number, SIN, which is a gateway to considerable personal information to avoid being a fraud and/or identity theft victim. Protect your devices. Do not download material from any unknown source and install antivirus and firewall software on your devices. Make sure they are not expired. Choose difficult passwords or at least 8 characters containing letters, numbers, and symbols, and use a different one for each account. Diligently make sure you delete information from your device before selling or getting rid of it. Let us do what Thierry Plante, media education specialist from MediaSmarts, has to say on the matter. How can young people protect their data online?
Well, the first line of defense are the privacy settings, as well as thinking well before sharing any content, choosing the right content, and knowing your rights as consumer on each platform.
What are some potentially good habits to develop in this pursuit?
Learn to claim your rights as consumers, but also pay attention to the fact that children are not deprived of theirs.
Let us have a look at some of the frequently asked questions on this topic for further practical insights. What is an online scam, and how do you protect yourself from it?
Online scammers mostly seek to collect your banking and credit card data. So if a third party asks you for this information online or by telephone, be careful.
What security measures can I take?
Update your web browser, change passwords regularly, discover browser security settings, install an antivirus. It is also important to avoid bank transactions when using public Wi-Fi. For this, you can use a VPN, Virtual Public Network.
What precautions to take when using social networks?
Avoid sharing too much personal information on social media, avoid giving full page access, and work on familiarizing yourself with the platform's privacy settings. It is important to pay attention when children are using social networks, as they are usually not aware of the risks involved.
In a nutshell, be vigilant and do not forget that the internet never forgets. In our next segment, we will focus on what happens to our personal data after our demise.